Hi, I'm R-E-H-D-O-G, Random Thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about deep thinking. I'm going to talk about deep thinking because it's fresh in my mind. You know, me and Dee were talking about this and got into a heated discussion. So I just thought I'd just, you know, broadcast it through my weekly show here. See what you guys think. Because we came to the conclusion that I am a deep thinker. I'm a deep thinker. And especially when I'm at home, because you know I live alone and pretty much all I do 24/7, I just think and I think and I think. I remember we were chilling and he would say something and I would analyze what he said, and he would be like, "You're not a doctor, Ray. Why do you have to analyze everything? You're not a doctor. Why can't you just hear what I say and respond to me, that's normal. He thinks I analyze things too much. Like, let's say he'll say something like, "The sky looks red today." And I'll say, "Well, why would you say the sky look red? I mean, to me, it looks like it's a little bit off pink. I mean, why would you say?" And I would just continue feeding off of that. And he'd be like, "You can't analyze and tell me what I would think," and all this stuff is really, really crazy. But I don't see anything wrong in deep thinking, but he does have a point. He said that my deep thinking just makes it stresses me out because I think so much that it's just my mind is like feels like it's gonna explode like a time bomb. And I don't see anything wrong with deep thinking. Do you guys see anything wrong with deep thinking? I mean, he thinks if I had more of a human interaction when I was home, I wouldn't overthink so much and maybe I wouldn't be as stressed. He may have a point there, possible. But then if that happens, then you guys are gonna suffer because my creativity is not gonna be as strong. I mean, that's just my thinking. I could be wrong, but I don't think my creativity will be as strong if I have human interaction all the time. I'm not able to go off into my deep thinking. I just don't think I'd be able to produce. I mean, what do you guys think? I could be wrong. Maybe he is right. Maybe I'm just overthinking things too much. I mean, but let me ask you this, though. Let's say that you talk to someone and they act like, an attorney, like a defensive attorney or something. And everything you say, they always, you feel like you're on trial, like you're, what's that word I'm looking for? I can't even think of it now. What do you call it? Oh, I can't think of it. But anyway, you always feel like you're on the defense because they're always producing evidence on the contrary to what you say. Like if I say something, he will say something contrary to what I said, and he's always like an attorney. And so it's like freaking cross-examined, that's the word. I always feel like I'm being cross-examined every time I talk to him. So that's just as bad as what I do, I would think. I mean, it can drive someone nuts. You feel like you're always being cross-examined no matter what you say. And I guess I could see his point where everything he says, I always have to overthink it and try to analyze and think what he meant and what he didn't mean. And so I guess it's, it makes for good conversation though. It's pretty, pretty good stuff. So I don't know. Just wondering what you guys think. I mean, right now I have a whole bunch of stuff going on besides the stress. I mean, I'm not going to announce anything yet because I'm still seeing a specialist and they haven't determined what the problem is. So still running tests and stuff, so I'm not gonna say anything about that, but that's one of the reasons why I'm stressed, and he's right. So I'm stressed about that, and then I'm thinking, well, what if it's this? Then what am I gonna do with this and that? And I just keep driving myself crazy, I guess. So I have to drink to ease away the pain. Drunken man is what they call me, R-E-H-D-O-G-G, Optimator. But that only solved the problem for one day, then it comes back. Anyway, but no, I don't. Do you see anything wrong with deep thinkers? I mean, if it wasn't for deep thinkers, who knows what kind of inventions we would probably wouldn't have anything. probably wouldn't have the internet, probably wouldn't have a computer. It's probably from a deep thinker. Some of us are deep thinkers. Some of us were born to be deep thinkers. Some of us were born to be attorneys, defense attorneys, you know. So I don't see anything wrong with it. It's like, it was funny. I don't know. What was it we were talking about? Oh, yeah. For some reason, I wanted to swear on the Bible because he was going to do something crazy. So I said, I'll swear on the Bible. If you do this, I'm going to do that. So I said my full name and my middle name. And he was like, that's your middle name? I was like, yeah, that's my middle name. He goes, isn't that Muslim? I was like, nope. That's in the Bible. And so we got into a big discussion about that, blah, 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 back and forth, back and forth. Until finally he goes, well, who do you think Allah is? And so I said, look, there's only one creator, and that's God. There's no other creators. So he said, well, what about, you know, Buddha and Allah? He said, he just continued. He wouldn't let go. He said, you know, who's Allah? And I said, look, Allah is like the boogeyman. He's a figment of your imagination. He doesn't exist, period. Yeah, we just had a big laugh on that. He said, man, that's rough. I said, hey, the truth hurts, don't it? That's just how I am. So, yeah, let me know if you think deep thinkers are a good thing or a bad thing, or if you're overthinking so much that it stresses you out, maybe that's over the line. What do you think? Let me know. Talk to you later.